In a now weeks-long game of cat and mouse, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department has again arrested suspect Ben Miller. On July 31st, in response to several ongoing burglary investigations and a misdemeanor warrant issued for his arrest, a Mendocino County Sheriff's deputy contacted Ben Miller at his home in Redwood Valley, where he fled the scene. The vehicle was later located, and after a search warrant was executed, the sheriff's office gathered evidence that led them to a resident Miller was associated with on the morning of August 1st. Miller was arrested, and sheriff's deputies recovered multiple firearms, ammunition, and firearm accessories. He was booked on several allegations with an initial bond of $37,500. Despite the Mendocino County District Attorney's Office opposition and the probation department assessment, which had assigned him as high risk, Ben Miller was released from custody only a week later, to the dismay and surprise of the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department. This isn't the first time Ben Miller has raised heads. Last January, a Laytonville resident contacted authorities when Miller, unknown to the homeowner, showed up at his door requesting gas and money and mentioned firearms. Two Nixle alerts were issued before the Sheriff's Department lifted both only a few hours later. Although Miller was not found, Captain Quincy Cromer was quoted to have said, "We would still be up there searching if we thought there was a risk to the community." Now, over a year later, Mendocino County Sheriff Matt Kendall, who worked with a SWAT team to get Miller into custody and believed his history would keep him in custody, but it did not. Not only does this ruling exemplify ongoing issues with the judiciary system, it poses additional risks to the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department, especially when dealing with someone who is likely to be armed. Kendall openly criticized the system, which allowed Miller to be back on the streets, adding that allowing the release of these types of citizens also puts local residents in harm's way and puts them in positions of danger, especially when left to secure their own safety in the face of potential threats caused by Miller. All of this only for deputies to be sent searching for him again this Sunday following a reported court order violation and a report that he was seen carrying a rifle. On Sunday morning, Miller had shown up to his father's residence in Laytonville, where a restraining order against him had previously been issued. His father contacted authorities immediately, and when law enforcement arrived at the property, they were informed that he was armed and had fled the property on foot. A search ensued with Kendall warning that Miller could be armed and dangerous and urged residents not to approach him. Trails and forested areas surrounding the property were checked to no avail. For 2 days, there were several calls of sightings, drone searches, and even a run-in with a civilian who disarmed Miller before he fled. Finally, Tuesday night, an anonymous call from a citizen led the Mendocino County Sheriff's Department to a creek near Cato Reservation where Miller had been spotted. Officers were able to sneak up on Miller, and he is now back in custody. The Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued an official thank you to the residents of Laytonville, who promptly reported sightings of Miller and provided information that assisted sheriff's deputies in locating and safely taking him into custody. Benjamin Miller is now facing several felony charges, including possession of a firearm, prohibited person in possession of ammunition, and committing a felony while out on own recognizance. Reporting for KMUD, I'm Bridget Carstensen.